be with you. Lots to jump on this time around, I'm telling you. Bradley Manning talks about not realizing the outcome of some of his actions. He didn't completely say, forgive me. He talked about not realizing what it would mean when he leaked all those documents about the State Department, and there were names of people who were informants that we were using, etc., that were released, and some other things as well. So what will his sentence be? He's in that phase right now. Could get 30 years in a federal prison. Could be 40, 50 years. There's a lot of different ways this may turn out for Bradley Manning, the Army man who released all those classified documents and was convicted on forms of breaking the Espionage Act, but not of aiding the enemy, which would have definitely got him over 100 plus years. So we have Bradley Manning, and then we have Ed Snowden, who got asylum in Russia. I was reading something today about which Senator John McCain said Russia has reset relations back to 1955. Isn't it interesting? You know, that whole Sun Tzu quote about keeping your enemies close and even those that are friends closer. So Russia may seem like a friend, but we should always keep our sights on Russia. And now what's happened with Vladimir Putin and Obama, the relationship has certainly crumbled, and the decision to grant temporary asylum to Snowden, who admitted to leaking of his own the secrets about the NSA, that has put all of us, all of the United States anyway, in an awkward position. And the administration wants to reset this relationship with Russia, but I do not believe that is going to happen. If anything, they're almost avoiding each other, Obama and Putin, for sure. Coming up, I'm going to let you hear a little bit from last week's press conference that the president had. Right from the get-go, he starts off talking about how he would rather be talking about jobs and jobs in the agenda, but talks about the NSA, and it's interesting how Ed Snowden is labeled as this traitor, and he releases all this information about the NSA and just how vast the information is that's being sucked up into the Hoover vacuum of metadata. And all of a sudden, the NSA is getting an overhaul. So what Snowden did ultimately was the catalyst for some changes that the president wanted to see with the NSA that he didn't want to see any time before that. So it was all about what Snowden released. But Snowden can't come back to the United States or they will nail him big time. So it might be that he still ends up in Latin America. But regardless, isn't it interesting how things flipped around? That's coming up in our next segment of this hour of ATN. Jesse Jackson Jr. gets 30 years in prison for campaign fund abuse. Here he was, this congressman with all this potential, but while he was a congressman, he decided he was going to help himself to the money that people had donated to get him elected. He said he misled the American people. He was financing high living. He was sentenced on Wednesday. His wife was sentenced to 12 months. She doesn't have to serve those months until he's done his. He says he accepted responsibility. The bottom line is, and by now you've probably heard some of the things he's done, the abuse was crazy. And 3,000 things later, what was he possibly thinking, getting memorabilia of Michael Jackson's, buying fur coats and Rolexes, spreading it out, because it's not even quite $1 million, $750,000. So several years is what it took to spend the money. But what they spent it on makes no sense. this was a guy who was considered to be, who knows how far he would have gone, a political contender for sure. So he said he wanted to be held accountable for his actions, and he knew what he did wrong. He asked the judge not to punish his wife for what he said was a subset of what I did, but that's not happening. She got slammed as well. She sobbed in the courtroom. And she said she put her family in peril for filing false tax returns. She said, my heart breaks every day with the pain it caused my babies. I asked the court for mercy. So she got 12 months. Could have been more. Either way, they get to go to prison. The Jacksons. I think the Reverend Jackson was just in shock when this whole thing happened. But you can't freeze time and you can't roll back time. As we all know, it is a big mistake. And the word isn't that he had, because he, after 2012, he just basically disappeared. He was having mental problems. He's having problems fighting off his bipolar diagnosis, I guess, was the thing that happened to him and is why he fell into the great abyss. But I don't know that it was, it could have been, but I don't know if it was really the biggest part of what led to spending all the money. Sometimes they say that can be an offshoot of having an illness like being bipolar. It was shocking to some people that he did what he did, and that's it for politics. Unless, who knows, I mean, you know, Elliot Spitzer wants to be the comptroller, and he's leading. He's looking good. Anthony Weiner is in complete denial, but he's still running for the mayor of New York. Others who have really fallen from grace have been able to make it back. In this case, he will not be in, there's no way he would represent Illinois in a position again as a congressman or a senator. But who's to say he doesn't end up, I don't know, doing a, getting on the pulpit after he gets out. And then that's that whole forgiveness thing. So there is the possibility anyway of that happening. It's crazy. It's crazy to think of, it's crazy to think of that. I remember one time, just a little brush with Junior, and he was pretty charismatic. He's going to need it in prison. Absolutely. He will need it. They're still investigating. We're throwing this in at the top because the photos are just shocking. This is radio, but the photos of the Airbus that went down in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. It was a UPS jumbo cargo plane. So the pilots were killed. They don't know at this point what caused it, but think of the packages, everything else besides the loss of life is the most important, but there were all those packages in it. They say, because, you know, they have the tracking thing, they'll notify all of the people who had cargo on it of the plane crash and the fact that it's lost. Stay with us. We're going to let you hear the Prez talking to NSA next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
What now has happened in the big revamping and things that should have been done here on America Tonight. But before we do that, let's go out to R.C. in Illinois. Hey, R.C., how are you?
I'm fine, my dear. How's Fassy Katie doing tonight?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you? Good? You're good. You sound good.
I'm happening. We're okay. Got
good.
A plethora of subjects going on tonight.
Sweet.
Number one, Mr. Manning, good God, gender disorder caused him to send all this stuff to everybody and ruin the security. I hope he doesn't get the maximum. I'd like to see him get out to be a old man. But
that's what I think happens. I don't think he gets the maximum, but he gets a lot. Yeah.
No, and then give him the Nobel Prize. That's fine. It's worthless unless you're a scientist. Those ass in there. I mean, you know, if Obama can get one, what the hell for doing nothing?
Give it to him.
Said it head on, okay. And, of course, the national security people. Obama got off the golf course for a while just to say, okay. It's just amazing. And, of course, you're never going to solve the Middle East problem. I mean,
no.
I'm sorry. It saves the money, and until we get equitable people who can give an accounting of the money, which still isn't going to matter, so withhold the funds, and that's it. And, you know, the majority of people, as I understand, in Egypt anyway, which is probably has been our closest ally in the Mid-East for eons.
All right,
Since the dot, is that the majority of the people there, they don't want the, what I call the Taliban or whatever, the Muslim folk.
Right.
Who are snipers shooting across the valleyway, so the government has, or the military has to respond. So, but these people would like them to go away, and that's not going to happen. So,
no.
And, so I think it's foolish. We ought to cut off all their money, except to Israel, because they're our only supporter over there. And so it's just amazing to me that we continue to drop our foot and chop one toe off at a time.
Boy, isn't that the truth, R.C.? So well said. I agree with you. dump all the money that you were going to spend on everyone else. We cannot do that to Israel, and they'd have our back anyway. That's
sure.
the way it goes. So you keep it there, but with everybody else, forget it.
Well, I just, you know, it's just incredible. And I don't think the drug problem in professional sports is ever going to go away because new intelligent people come up with more designer stuff, just like the Reverend Jackson. He got a designer illness, bipolar. Everybody's got that. once they get in trouble and very articulate man and all of that stuff. And I live in the great state of Illinois, which outside of Chicago, you have mm-hmm. common folk. But up there, it's pretty much corrupt. But the poor man grew up in the Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah, he did.
When I first moved back to California, the Reverend, great Reverend Jackson, came out to L.A., got over $1 million, if I recollect the figures right, for his PUSH organization to do motivational speeches. He went to four schools, gave sports, four little, not seminars, just speeches, and walked out of town with the money sack.
Right.
I think it's only, fair advantage you take money out of the kitty.
Because he learned that. Easy money. Get some easy money, kid. Yeah.
So now when he gets out of jail, who's he going to sue who's he going to push against the wall because of what happened to him?
Yeah.
Fair value. I don't blame the judgment or the judge, but by God, if it's you or me, I doubt that if we were married, they'd wait on me going to jail and you get to sit around and take care of the kids. And you not going up front to jail. And they're both going to a club fed anyway, so, I mean, jail's jail is bad.
Yeah, jail's jail, but you're right. Would they do that with me? Would they? No. They would say, tough tiddlywinks, I wish you the best, and I hope your kids are okay, but you just have to figure it out, lady.
We'll see all of September.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, bring your satchel or whatever you need to bring, and come on, and there you go.
Exactly.
I feel sorry for their kids.
I know.
But you want to parlay the way it is, and yet when you grow up in the atmosphere he grew up in, especially in the great area of Chicago, I mean, as good as he could have been.
Right, that's what happens.
There's certain influences that I don't know. So, and
strange.
Your gentleman from Illinois articulated very well both the problems with the great state of Illinois and the corruption and all of that stuff. And most of these people came out of Chicago area. So.
Yeah, that's the problem. The rest of you in Illinois are perfect.
No, by no means, but I tell you what, there's some common sense when you get south of the certain interstates. So,
true.
That's the way that goes. So,
yeah, it's true. I've heard that.
And so, you're a pretty eclectic lady. I love your sports, and I love the way you add service stuff to national politics. So I appreciate your show. So I'll let you go.
Thanks, RC. We love to hear from you. Thank you very, very much. All right, speaking of throwing in the politics, let's throw in a little slice of the president last week talking about the NSA heading into the weekend. It was perfect because then they were going to talk about it all weekend long, what Washington wants to do to solve the riddle of the problems with the NSA.
For the past few weeks, I've been visiting folks across America to talk about what we need to do as a country to secure a better bargain for the middle class. I've been laying out my ideas for how we can build on the cornerstones of what it means to be middle class in America. A good job. A good education. Affordable health care when you get sick. A secure retirement, even if you're not rich. And the chance to own your own home. This week, I went to Arizona and California, two of the states hit hardest when the housing bubble burst, triggering the recession. All across the country, millions of responsible Americans were hurt badly by the reckless actions of others. Home values plummeted. Construction workers were laid off, and many families lost their homes. Over the past 4 years, we've worked to help millions of responsible homeowners get back on their feet. And while we're not where we need to be yet, our housing market is beginning to heal. Housing prices and sales are rising. Construction's up. Foreclosures are down. Millions of families have come up for air because they're no longer underwater on their mortgages. Now we have to build on this progress. Congress should give every American the chance to refinance at today's low rates. We should help more qualified families get a mortgage and buy their first home. We should get construction workers back on the job, rebuilding communities hit hardest by the crisis. And we should make sure that folks who don't want to buy a home have a decent, affordable place to rent. As home prices rise, we have to turn the page on the bubble and burst mentality that created this mess and build a housing system that's rock solid and rewards responsibility for generations to come. That means winding down the companies known as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, making sure private capital plays a bigger role in the mortgage market, and ending the era of expecting a bailout after your pursuit of profit puts the whole country at risk. We need to preserve access to safe and simple mortgages like the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. We need to keep laying down rules of the road that protect homeowners when they're making the biggest purchase of their lives. And finally, Congress needs to confirm Mel Watt to be our nation's top housing regulator so that he can protect consumers and help responsible lenders provide credit. No program or policy will solve all the problems of a multi-trillion dollar housing market, and it will take time to fully recover. But if we work together, we can make a home a source of pride and middle-class security again. And if Washington is willing to set aside politics and focus on what really matters, we can rebuild an economy where if you work hard, you can get ahead. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
He left out his NSA again, the president. What he had to say right after that, and we don't have time to get to all this, but the NSA, that ultimately, as he was talking about the excitement over housing, is that with the NSA, there were problems in gathering the information, so we're taking a look at changing some policies and going a little bit deeper when it comes to who's handling the information, etc. And this was because, he didn't say this, but this was because of what happened with Ed Snowden. And the timing was interesting in trying to make the, ultimately make the switch and say that this is what has to happen. We have to examine old policies because of, you know, previous what had been put into place with the Patriot Act, etc. But I say baloney, and that's nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that they were caught in the middle of all of this, and General Alexander is so upset about it, right? They're not worried about buying houses. They're worried about CYA and covering their rear ends. All right, stay with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the show. Former NFLer, linebacker, this man was mean. 3-time Pro Bowler, I mean, on the grid, of course. Chad Brown joins us now. We're going to talk a little NFL, kick it around, and get some his thoughts, on Johnny Manziel and what's happening with the whole autograph thing in college football. Chad, thanks for joining us on NBC Sports Radio.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Okay, so to me, one of the big questions is, and I guess because I'm watching Washington, as I look across the board and think the possibilities, and Redskin fans, of course, salivating at what's going to happen, the possibilities with RG3. He's back in camp, and he's disappointed that Coach Shanahan won't let him take any snaps during the preseason in any of the preseason games. Do you think this is a smart move on Shanahan's part, or would it be better for him to get at least a little playing time?
I'm sure from RG3's perspective, he'd feel much better about getting some playing time. And as a player, we're competitors. We can't help but want to be on the field. So you're RG3, and you have to sit there and watch Kirk Cousins take all your snaps. You can only do that for so long before you feel compelled to speak up. But from a Mike Shanahan perspective and from a Redskins organization perspective, I think they will gladly take some rust on RG3 versus the risk of him, you know, tweaking his knee or having some injury in the preseason. Yes, you can be rusty for a couple of games, but at least we'll have you healthy. Because if he goes down in the preseason, the Redskins season is over.
Yeah, no kidding. And when you look at that division, too, Philly, there's questions with the quarterback there. A lot has been made about Michael Vick and whether or not Chip Kelly ultimately is going to decide, you know, the new coach for the Eagles, that Michael Vick stays as the signal caller. Do you think that's part of what happens when you get a new guy in, that he's not going to just name somebody right away, even if he's really leaning toward Vick?
You know, I think that's part of the college philosophy. Pete Carroll, you know, very similar to Chip Kelly with the success of over there in the Pac-12, but that college philosophy of not naming starters and always having competition and a competitive part to practice, even at the quarterback position. I've been on teams where it was much better when the coach kind of came out and named it, because you get a little bit of that, I'm on this guy's side, and I'm on this guy, and I think this guy's better, and that can kind of create a rift in the locker room if a coach doesn't get a handle on that. But if you approach it from that college perspective, is that the best guy's going to play, and we're just going to compete every practice and try to get better, and we'll see who comes out. I see the positive in that, but I think it can end up with a little bit of like that Twilight thing with Team Edward and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
All right, another, you know, since we're staying on the quarterback thing here for a few minutes, because this is what I get a lot of phone calls on and people sending emails and whatnot, the Jets and... same thing. You have Rex Ryan now, who's been with the Jets for many years, so he is a seasoned coach with them, but he's not saying that it's Mark Sanchez either. And a lot of people think Geno Smith might be the guy who ends up being the signal caller for the Jets. What do you think?
You know, that's a tough situation out there. Mark Sanchez is the lowest ranked quarterback, I think, over the last three seasons. The last game, Rex Ryan is quoted as saying, "I didn't look at the offense during the game." I understand he's going to be the defensive play caller, and you got to have your head down and focus on the defense. But don't say that publicly, particularly because of the quarterback situation that you have over there, Rex Ryan. Don't say you didn't get a chance to look at that during the game. That doesn't bode well for his future with the New York Jets. But back to the quarterback controversy, I guess, over there specifically. You know, Mark Sanchez has shown who he is over the last couple of years, and that's the lowest-ranked quarterback in the NFL, lowest-ranked starting quarterback, I should say. Goes out the first series of the game, last preseason, throws an interception. You know, Geno Smith has got a lot of things that he did well in college. We haven't necessarily seen it on the NFL football field. Goes out and sprains his ankle his first NFL preseason game. So I think the answer to our question is still remains to be seen. It's still out there. But because of Mark Sanchez has shown us for a long period of time who he is, I expect Geno Smith to be the starter sooner than later.
So we move to who has the bigger expectation put on their back, Peyton Manning with Denver or Tony Romo with the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, Tony Romo, easily. Peyton Manning has established who he is. I live here in Denver. I've had a chance to see Peyton Manning this preseason. As good as he was last season, he's got a greater comfort level, both with his own physical limits and also with what the Denver Broncos are asking him to do. I think he'll be actually better this season than he was last season. Tony Romo, although typically ranked among top 10 NFL quarterbacks, when experts kind of lay out NFL quarterbacks, you cannot dismiss his failures in big games and in big moments. And that's what ultimately your career is going to be judged by. You can be a great regular season player, but are you a good playoff guy? In close games late in the year when the division title is on the line, which Tony Romo do we see? Do we see the Tony Romo who's failed over and over again in these moments, or did he show us something different this year? So because of that, I say it's much the hot seat's much hotter for Tony Romo than it would be for any Peyton Manning season.
We're speaking with former NFLer Chad Brown. He comes from the Linebacker Alumni Club. And, there's always off-season changes and players retiring and whatnot, none bigger than even with the Ravens when you think of Ray Lewis. From that perspective, heading into the season, who's got the best defense, do you think?
Wow. You know, up there in the Northwest, up there in Seattle, they play some pretty aggressive physical defense. They also do it a little further south down in San Francisco. I know Wade Phillips worked some magic with that Houston Texans roster as well. It's so early to judge where these teams are going to be at, but you add an Ed Reed to give that secondary some experience, and that definitely was the weakest part of that Houston Texans defense. I can see them being a top three or top five defense. Again, with the way they play defense and that aggressive college mentality that both Pete Carroll and Harbaugh brought to San Francisco and to Seattle, they play a really good brand of defense as well. So if I had to pick one, I'm going to go with Seattle.
Yeah. Let's jump up to a little bit more AFC, the Patriots, and obviously the Hernandez situation. They try to dismiss it immediately the first day of training camp. Now, we know some players will probably end up being called into the courtroom. Who knows how that all plays out. But there's a big hole with Aaron Hernandez from the playing perspective being gone. Still, the Patriots are the Patriots. You know Bill Belichick, and you certainly know Tom Brady. Are they still going to be the contenders? If you look at all the preseason mags, Chad, everybody's picking them to at least make it a little bit, a little the ways through the playoffs, maybe even to the AFC championship game.
with the rest of that division, the only team I can see competing for the division title is Miami, and I just don't trust their quarterback situation to put them above the Patriots. And every year, there's all, you know, the Patriots usually have a pretty significant roster turnover. It's been a little bit more dramatic this year, but because of the Aaron Hernandez thing and Wes Welker now becoming a Denver Bronco. But every year they find a way to not necessarily just reload, but they also find a way to retool. And with Josh McDaniels back over there and Bill Belichick's amazing ability to look at his roster and do whatever it takes to win ball games. You know, I've been with teams and we've been with head coaches who are so rigid on their philosophy that they're not able to take advantage of the talent on the roster. You think about a Bill Belichick, he goes from Randy Moss and Wes Welker to a two tight end system that the NFL is not ready for. And now, just as we begin to talk about the NFL, is it's a passing league and you've got to have a great quarterback. Well, they do have a great quarterback, but what did the Patriots do last season? They run the ball better than they ran the ball maybe over than the last 5 or 6 years. And what did they do that first preseason game? They ran the heck out the football. So they're always going to find a way to look at the roster, see where the talent lies, and exploit that talent. And let's not forget that Tom Brady has turned Deion Branch into a Super Bowl MVP. So regardless of who's on the roster and who's lined up a wide receiver, Tom Brady is going to make those players better than they would be on any other roster and catching balls from any other quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, well said. I agree with you. Let's jump to college. Johnny Manziel, I mean, this is a story that just keeps coming with autographs and did he sign and what was he paid and $7,500 figures being thrown out and brokers and all this other sort of stuff. But the NCAA, the onus is on them. They can't subpoena anyone and they have to have the smoking gun. I've heard through sources, Chad, that they don't really have the smoking gun. Do you think that Manziel, in the end, ends up playing for the Aggies, or no, that's it, and then he ultimately segs into the NFL?
You know, I certainly wouldn't want to be in some meetings over there at College Station right now with Coach Sumlin and his staff, because they're in a very difficult situation. You go into the season and you play Johnny Manziel, obviously gives you the best chance to win. But if something comes out later and the NCAA finds a canceled check or whatever the case may be, then you lose everything you've done on the field. Or do you decide to sit them down in hopes you can figure out what's going to happen with the NCAA? You know, I don't know what they're going to do over there. But as far as the NFL goes, quarterbacks are the faces of the franchise. And are you going to invest money? Are you going to invest essentially the public perception of your franchise in a guy who has shown over and over and over again that he doesn't have the ability to make good decisions? Now, we can question whether the NCAA has a monopoly and they treat athletes fairly and they make money on the back of athletes. That's a separate discussion than Johnny Manziel knowing you cannot sell your autograph, and supposedly you've done this not once, not twice, but I think at least three times now.
Yeah.
You've come out and said you've done this. So from the NFL perspective, the shine was never really on him because he didn't fit the mold of NFL quarterback, but he's lost any shine he had based on his Heisman Trophy season last season with the NFL, because he's got to be a good decision maker to be an NFL quarterback, and he has not shown that ability at all.
Yeah. Chad Brown, you were terrific. Don't be a stranger. I'd love to have you back on again. Thanks so much for joining us.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered
Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Cause baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab ya.
All right, we're back at it again, heading for the straightaway in this hour of America Tonight. Quick side note, since we talked to Chad Brown there, just saw a Forbes article that said the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, are the team that is worth the most. Are you shocked by that? You know what the price tag is for America's team, the most valuable NFL franchise? Ready for this? $2.3 billion. $2.3 billion. If you were going to buy him, that's what it would cost. Of course, Jerry Jones would never sell the Dallas Cowboys. And you look at other teams, the average value of an NFL team, and there are 32, is $1.17 billion. So that's a 5% increase from last year. Good to know that football isn't hurting, huh? Major League Baseball, that's so, they're like poor. They're in the cheap seats, $744 million compared to football. NBA, $509 million. NHL, really low on the totem pole. Most of the teams, $282 million for NHL teams. So how about that? As we round this final corner here, the Bradley Manning saga is coming to an end as far as what will happen with Manning sentencing-wise. That's coming down the pike. And a lot of people are calling for leniency with Manning, saying it's wrong, that he shouldn't go to prison at all. Some say, listen, he broke every rule you can possibly break militarily. by dumping the documents that he dumped. Regardless of the arguing over, is this guy a hero? It was terrible what was happening on the battlefield, things that people didn't know, that they were stunned by, you know, et cetera, et cetera. What came out of Bradley Manning dumping out the information? Regardless of that, he's in court, and he has now at this point been charged with, tried, and ultimately found guilty of several things, things that could keep him behind bars, so to speak, for the rest of his life. Now, some of that sentence has been reduced, because initially he could have gotten 100 and almost 40 years. Now it's 90 would be the highest, the biggest amount that he could get, the most amount of years is the right way to say that. So Bradley Manning is kind of throwing himself on the mercy of the court, saying he has to pay a price. He understands that, but he hopes to get out. He hopes to be with his family, that kind of thing. And he said that he understood what he was doing was wrong, but he didn't appreciate the broader effects of his actions. He said he only wanted to help people, not hurt people. And he's at his sentencing hearing in Maryland at Fort Meade. And you know this now, but just some of the details. Remember the release of the documents. It was 750,000 pages and videos to WikiLeaks. That's what he did. And Julian Assange was very happy to receive that and put that out there. So he was found guilty of 20 of the 22 charges, including violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. Not the worst charge, aiding the enemy. He wasn't found guilty of that. So the maximum penalty would have been 136. He can't get that now. It's something below 90. What the judge decides will be interesting to watch, because on the low end, most people are referencing, attorneys are referencing probably 30, you know, could be 30 years, but maybe not. He told the judge it wasn't an excuse for what he did, because he said he decided to leak the documents, that he was dealing with a lot of issues when that was going on. And what he was saying is he was thinking of becoming a woman. And he made that a focal point, saying he was messed up, he wasn't sure what he wanted to do, and that was going through his head, and that was part of what happened. And he was isolated, and he was having a lot of identity problems, he was struggling with a lot of things, and, you know, that there was never a time that he could be openly female, because that's what he wanted. And he was, so he couldn't really get treatment for that in the Army, and that was part of his problem. Most of the testimony in Manning's sentencing hearing focused on the gender identifying issues. That's what they, I guess that's what his lawyer decided, this is what we're going to do. We're going to say he was wrestling with what was happening. He was wrestling with wanting to become a woman. And during the court-martial, the prosecution witness testified, those witnesses testified that he downloaded leaked 400,000 Pentagon field reports from Iraq, 90,000 similar documents from Afghanistan, and leaked 250,000 cables from the State Department. And, you know, the prosecution had a picture of him where he was reckless. He put the lives of soldiers and civilians in danger and wasn't thinking about it and was narcissistic. And that's why he wanted to, you know, that's why he wanted to do that. So what do you think Bradley Manning in the end should get? I'll tell you this. I think Manning, once, this is the thing. You get this 15 minutes and Assange is trying to stoke the fires. But once he goes away, that's it. I mean, there may be stories written and stuff, but that's it. A lot of military folks wrote to me, and I said this, you do have to think of the soldier aspect of that, that he's a disgrace to soldiers who have ever worn the uniform. I got that from Craig, who served three different deployments, and thank you, Craig, for your service in the Army. He said, I can't help but say this man is a disgrace. Let him rot in prison. And will the supporters be there to stand by him? They are now, but will they be there in the end? Or is it Bradley Manning standing for the truth, vicious things that were done by the military? Because that's another email that I got from Alicia, who says, we pay taxes, we fund the government. We need to know if our money is being used to commit acts of terror in a different sense. We don't want to murder civilians unnecessarily, no matter what country it is. He's a hero. He is somebody who should be hailed as a hero. And speaking of being hailed as a hero, there's a group that we have had on this show that has lobbied Norm Solomon and his group, Roots.org. They are lobbying for Manning to get the Nobel Peace Prize, saying there's a guy who deserves it for how much he put on the line and for what he revealed. He should get the Nobel Peace Prize. There were over 100,000 people who signed a petition for that, and they're pushing to see that happen. I seriously doubt it, though. There is, believe it or not, a few little things called politics, even when it comes to the Nobel Peace Prize, although they might deny that. But if there was even a chance, and if that happened, can you imagine him in prison for 30 or 40 years and getting a peace prize on top of that? Talk about two polar opposites, peace and a poison in the same cell. And this is the problem. The court, as they were trying to lean on mercy, they even showed a picture of Manning in a wig, in a woman's wig, emphasizing the confusion and why there should be mercy. What do you think, America? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Stay classy, America. Thanks for listening.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.